Hi, and welcome to the Louise Fitzgerald podcast. This week, I want to talk about the importance of looking over everything you've done and celebrating it. And these don't have to be big things, but if you've ever identified with this feeling that you should be further along, so that could just be like on a day-to-day basis. Oh my gosh, I haven't got all the things that I wanted to do or I felt that I should do. You haven't got that done. Or maybe that there's this feeling that something big is missing. So there's something on your vision board and it's just not here yet. I've noticed how much this gap, I want to call it, has stressed me out over the years. Because if I'm so focused on where I'm going, which I think if you're highly driven as well, you can identify with this potentially, this feeling of constantly looking ahead. So I'm curious as to whether you've ever caught yourself being so focused on the future that, you know, the present and where you are and maybe the past seems almost redundant, and whether you've noticed any frustration that this has caused. So, you know, that could be crying to your friends and your partner, or maybe you notice you're losing sleep over it. Because I get it. Like, I get that having the goals and having the vision and having this thing that you want it's great. Like, it's great to be really, really passionate about it. But it can really make us feel more stressed, make us feel more overwhelmed, because there's this element of resistance to what is. So why am I not here? And you know, that here is this future state. And then when that future state arrives, it's like, okay, but why am I not here? So I've got an antidote to this, and it's actually kind of pretty fun. And I think that hopefully it will bring on the good tears, you know, the opposite of those frustrating tears. So I know that as someone who's driven, it might be hard to slow down. I get that too. And I get that it's really hard to drop the goals because we want to keep moving. But I just want to give you a few things to think about, the importance as to why slowing down is helpful. So a really obvious one is, but I think it's, you know, we can never be reminded of this enough, but what is the point of achieving these goals if you don't enjoy the journey to get there? So, you know, this thing that you wanted, and we hear these stories all the time, you know, actors on a big scale can be the perfect example of that. You know, I got everything I wanted and then I still felt empty. I felt that something was missing. And the journey being so stressful, like that is your life that you're moving through. Another great one is the idea that when you can move into appreciation and gratitude in the present moment, this actually does this funny thing of moving you into a state of abundance, right? So if you're saying, why isn't this here and why isn't this here? It's like focusing on lack. So what is missing? Your mindset is on, you know, the gap, funnily enough, but the missing thing. And so if you are wanting to get these goals in your life, it can seem counterintuitive, but if you focus on what you have, you're moving into this energy of having, this energy of abundance, and it kind of breeds more abundance. Another thing, if you're feeling this way, if you identify with these feelings I'm talking about, chances are you might be feeling not so motivated or helpless or wondering, you know, how can I kind of keep going? So gratitude and this recognition of what is in the present can actually help to motivate you. So when you see how far you've come, rather than feeling, oh my gosh, I haven't achieved anything at all. You can feel really despondent in that space. This is going to make you feel like, oh my gosh, actually, I have progressed. I have achieved these things. And you notice more the values that you carry as opposed to wanting to tick off all these things. You can see how much you personally have grown. And then another really nice one is just this idea that when you can focus on, again, how far you've come, the way that you've grown, and on gratitude for where you are and what you have achieved, this is going to help you focus and appreciate on some like less tangible things, which I think is helpful sometimes too, because when we have these sort of, let's call them material goals, I need to have this thing. When you can move into this state of just noticing what you have right now and what you've achieved up until this date, you're moving into noticing other things like love, support, friendship, connections. So achieving things in life, it gives us a sense of purpose. It is definitely great to have, but we don't want to be focused on that and then not ever paying attention to those less tangible things, or pushing them away in the process to get to the goal. So that's a little bit of the why. The why is sometimes helpful because it gives us this motivation. So I've got two exercises here, and one of them is a really quick win, and it's called Daily Wins, and it's literally what it says. So if this is really, really helpful too, if you're feeling stuck or not motivated about where you're at and where you're going. So what you can do is open up notes in your phone. This is helpful if you're sort of moving about in the day, but if you're at your desk, maybe you want to just write it down on a piece of paper. And at the top of your note or notes in your phone, write daily wins. And then as the day goes by, you add to that list. And I'm not talking about big things here. This is little things. So it might be I had a bad night's sleep, but I allowed myself to sleep in. Amazing win. Instead of having 3 cups of coffee, I had 2. I had that difficult conversation with someone. I actually ate my apple today instead of taking it on its daily trip outside of the house. So this is just looking at little things that you do, because I think as someone who is driven, there is a tendency to only focus on what you haven't done as opposed to what you have done. And these little things are going to give you a little bit of a hit. I guess actually I am looking after myself. I'm doing the work. I'm putting myself out there. I am trying. I'm doing my best. And that's a much better headspace to be in compared to what is missing, what you haven't done. So you might want to do this every day, build up a little bit of a habit for a while, or maybe you just pull it out when you're in a bit of a funk. You can come back to this episode, save it, and if you can't remember, oh, what was that exercise again? So this is the daily wins exercise. And so then the next exercise is a really beautiful one. You might want to take some time at nighttime or over a weekend at some point. And this one is really going to help when you move into that state of not realizing what an impact that you have made in your life. Again, focusing on what's missing instead of what's there and what has been. So this one's what I like to call like gratitude on a mass scale. So you've probably heard of daily gratitude journaling, and this would be almost like a life stock take, or maybe you just want to do the last year. So I did this exercise after leaving a toxic relationship. I mean, I've done this exercise. I do it often and I've done it often, but I mention doing it after leaving the toxic relationship because it was a time where I was rebuilding myself and needed that motivation, needed that hope, needed to have a sense of self-worth as well. And so it was focusing on the things that I have. It was also focusing on the personal growth that I had made and the ways that I had changed. And then also little things like the friendships, love, and support that I was really blessed to have. So this is the big scale celebration exercise. So this is the one where you want to pull out your journal and you're going to choose whether you want to do the last year, or maybe you want to focus on one area of your life. So maybe this is you want to focus on the business that you're working on, maybe the relationship with your partner or your children, or maybe you want to focus on your work and everything that you've done in your career. So you pick which it is. Maybe you want to even do a life reflection. So you pick whether you want to do a year, focus on one area, or do a life reflection. And so for the life reflection, you might want to then categorize it into different things like career, health, relationships, friendships, finances, whatever it is that you value in life. And then if it's one area, just try and list out all the things that you've done. So the little actions, for example, and really appreciating the effort that you've made. So what you've achieved is less important than the effort that you've put in. This is where we want to switch that mentality of focusing on the what, because that's where we move into that space of like, oh, well, I don't really feel like it's enough. Because again, if you're highly driven and you put a lot of pressure on yourself, which sometimes they come hand in hand, it's almost like there'll never be enough to satisfy. So we want to say, hey, I have done this. So if, for example, you wanted to focus on dating and you wanted to look at that one area of your life, you can say, I have gone on apps. I've asked friends, do they know anyone who is single? I went to that singles event. I have done self-reflection and self-work on myself so that I'm ready when I meet someone. All these different things that you could list out to show yourself that you have put in the effort, as opposed to, well, there's still no partner here. Does that make sense? So it's focusing on the work that you've put in and how you've grown, as opposed to ticking off things. It's okay also to write down the tangible things if that makes sense too. So if it's on your career, you could write, I mean, this does sound quite similar, but I've applied for 2 managerial jobs at work and I have got one of them. So that's maybe like a tangible outcome. But again, we want to focus more so on the effort. And so in that, we want to focus on all the positives, the baby steps, the growth, especially in those harder times where you have really worked on yourself and you've put effort in. And in this process, really tap into how that makes you feel and how proud of yourself you are. Because again, if I know you, it's that there is so much pressure and there's this expectation of things should be better than they are. I could do better. And again, if I know you, I know that you actually do work really hard, and it just that recognition will be game changing. So again, you've got 2 activities here. You can do the daily wins or you can do this sort of big scale celebration. And make it what you want. Hopefully this gives you a little bit of a framework, but do what it is that feels right for you. So when you do focus on a past and a past reflection and you focus on what you have right now, I really hope that it helps you appreciate yourself a little bit better and appreciate your life a whole lot more. It's really an act of self-love, and it's going to allow you to be kinder to yourself. Because you're going to see that you've done the best that you can with the tools that you had at the time as well. I hope that it helps you feel more motivated and more hopeful as well about where you're going. You know, I sit here and think, at one point, I was so confused about how to start a podcast, you know, and here I am recording this and, you know, you're out there listening. And so that's a big win. It's these little things that we can focus on and make ourselves just really appreciate who we are and the effort we put in, as opposed to what's missing and where we want to be in the future. And as I said, it's actually a little trick as well energetically, because you'll find that when you do more of this, that you get closer to that thing that you want as well, because you're focusing on the abundance that you have. I hope that was helpful. Write to me and let me know how you went and how you felt after doing this exercise. I would really love to hear from you. And share this with a friend. I think it's such a great exercise. You could do it together. You could invite a friend over and sit together and do this activity, because I think sometimes our friends are going to be able to point out to us, hey, but hang on, remember you did this? Remember you did this? Like, the way that we talk about others is often so much kinder than we are to ourselves. And so this could be a really, really fun one to sit down with a friend and do. But yeah, please share this. And if you haven't already, I would love if you could rate and review this podcast and subscribe so you get notified every time I release a new episode. It helps me reach and help more people. It is more powerful than you realize, and it means so much to me. So thanks again, and I will chat to you on the next episode.